Hello and welcome to another episode of Four Thumbs in a Podcast. This episode is going to be our Glasgow Derby preview. Celtic head to Ibrox on Sunday the 29th of August. Currently level on the table is Ange Postecoglou's first Derby game, and there will be no away fans at Ibrox, so I'm sure it'll be an interesting game. Tony, I'll come straight to you. What is your initial thoughts going into Ibrox? I know we've not won there in about almost 2 years since Johnny Hayes sealed a 2-0 victory there.
I've not got a fucking clue, to be totally honest. There's no result that would surprise, maybe the only result that would surprise me is 0-0. I think both teams' defences have been a bit shaky. They obviously had a really good season last year and their defence was a key part of that, but they've conceded some silly goals, obviously, against Ross County. The D United have beat them and Malmo beat them over two legs. I watched the Malmo goals back no long ago. I thought they really exploited them, and the guy Balogun was all over the place, but I don't know if he'll actually play. But again, I look at us, they'll be probably saying the exact same thing, looking at Starfelt and thinking they can get at him and probably Welsh as well. So I think they'll goals in it. I think it's all about whoever's attackers turn up on the day. I've got every faith that Kyogo can run in behind their defence and do his a turn. I think Abada can do the business as well. Obviously, we're in the middle of a lot of odds and Edward transfer speculation, but if he's fit, I can't say it enough. I would put him in the left wing up against Tavernier, and I think that could really pin Tavernier back, who's a big aspect of their attack and play, because they love to just get balls into the box as quick and early as possible. So it's going to be interesting. I don't think I would play Rogic. I think he might pass him by if you look at the intensity of the Altmark game. It just wasn't for him. I think I would have McGregor sitting, then I would have Christie and Turnbull in front of him, and then I would have Abada, Kyogo and Edward as a front three. I think the defence, I would bring the guy Juranovic in. I know that might sound harsh on Ralston, but he's signed for a reason. He's obviously a better player, and you need to play your best players. It's a game I don't think it's a must win for anybody, and if they lose, obviously it'll be doomsday scenario, and if they win, that'll be us, we'll be champions. You know what these games are like, but get into it, I'm quite relaxed. I was really nervous about last night's game, but I'm quite relaxed at the minute, even if it didn't go to plan. I think we can all see the managers building something, and we maybe need to be more patient. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be interesting to see how we line up and how we play. I think we'll obviously try and fly out the trap. If we can get the early goal, that I think that will upset their crowd a bit, and then we just need to keep a hold of it and try and hit them in the counter after that. But we've got players all over the park that can score goals. There's no two ways about it, but so do they. I mean, Morelos has caused us trouble the last couple of games. Ryan Kent's always been quite a good performer against us, and I think even the likes, I think Glenn Kamara's a good player as well. So they'll have their strengths that we'll need to work out as well. But I think we need a big game for Callum McGregor. This is his first game as the captain at Ibrox. He needs to really improve his performance at Altmar. We need a leader on the pitch, because the atmosphere can eat people up. He needs to make sure we get in calm heads, play our game and get the result. I mean, we're well overdue a win against Rangers. We've not beaten them in the league for 2 years. And the last time we beat them was when in the cup, and that was the biggest fucking battle out you'll ever see. So it'd be good to actually put in a really good performance against them and get a deserved victory. It would be massive for Postecoglou in such a short space of time, but I think it'll be a tough game. I don't think we're going to go there and give them a do, and as much as everybody would like that, I think it'll be a difficult game for us. But as I say, whatever happens, we're only going to be 4 games into the season, and then it's an international break. So I think between now and then, I'd like to see the signings keep coming. I'd like to see Griffiths go out, and the other guys are never going to get anywhere near it, like Ball and Goalie. If we can do a bit of addition in removing the kind of dead wood for the squad, hopefully come Monday, irrespective of the result, we're in a better place than we are as we're recording.
Aye, covered quite a lot there. But Danny, how are you feeling getting into it? As Tony said, it's only going to be four league games into the season. As much as I don't think anybody could dispute that Celtic have been playing better, both teams do have the same win draw loss record in the league, and they've both crashed out of the Champions League but navigated the Europa League qualifiers. So what are you thinking getting into this one?
I'm like Tony, I really don't know. I mean, it's a wee bit like last year, where I know we played a lot further into the season, but we were on the defensive, so we're winning games, but we're not playing well. Obviously, Marca champions, and you know, now we're like, well, we're playing a lot better, but I think we'll win. I think we're the better team this season so far. I think we can harm them, but we can also harm ourselves, which is unfortunate. And I think, I've said this before on here, but you can always tell how these games are going to go after about 10 minutes, and Celtic need to start, because this is going to be absolutely poisonous. There's not even 700 Celtic fans there. This is going to be absolutely poisonous for so long, but you can turn that. We've seen how they turned in their own fans. You know, they didn't go to a game of football for 18 months and then went back and booed their team off the park. So Celtic can use that to their advantage, absolutely. There's so many players missing. I don't know if even Gerrard's going to be there, if Tavernier and that are going to play. For a Celtic point of view, I hope no, because you want them as weak as possible so you can take advantage. But I don't know. I think Celtic win. I think it, first 10 minutes are crucial. Kyogo's going to get kicked off at park, so if he can ride the first attempted assault and play his fit by then, I think we've got a great chance. I would play Edward up front and play Kyogo at left. I'd give him a chance to link up again. I know Tony likes it the other way, but I think Edward's far better when he's through the middle. He's such a focal point that for all as good as Kyogo is, he doesn't gaze, and I thought he drifted right with the game. And help me. Scored a great goal, but I think he drifted right out of the game and be tough. But I just worry for Celtic. Last night in Alkmaar was a bit of a worry because it was all going so well, and then the mistakes that we were probably getting away with, we didn't get away with last night. So I hope that that's them out of the system heading into Sunday. But I wouldn't be surprised with any result. It could come too early for Celtic. We might be playing them at the right time, or I actually wouldn't be surprised when each of both teams cancelled each other out, but my gut says Celtic will win to start with.
Andy, as Danny has spoken about, it's going to be as much a crowd against you as it could possibly be, because even when it was a reduced capacity, you still had that 750 Celtic fans in the corner, that although you can maybe make it out in the telly, I'm sure the players could hear them. We're going to have quite a few players like Joe Hart, Starfelt, possibly Montgomery, Abada, Kyogo, a lot of potential debutants in the derby game. What are you thinking into it? It's going to be quite the Sunday, I believe.
Aye, it's, as I said, it will be poisonous. They'll be honest, it's the same way if it was the other way around, that their fans will be up for it. You can only assume their players are they're going to be up for it. You don't know who, obviously, if even Gerrard's going to be there or whatever. Like, I'm like six same. I hope fucking many of them catch COVID and they need to put the under-18s out. I generally couldn't care less. I want the best possible opportunity to win that game of football. But these are spot on. Just if you can get their team, their fans, to turn around on their team, which isn't a difficult thing to do against Rangers, the booze will start. And as has been well noted, they've got a team of bottlers there. They've got a team that don't deal well with crowd pressure like that. So that's the important thing. Get the crowd against them. And we can do that by playing our game. I think there's goals in the game. Both teams defensively, there's a lot to fucking worry about defensively for both teams, and I think that if they're going to be sort of forced into playing a younger boy in goals and all, it's something you've got to fancy. How many times is it usually McGregor you see pulling off world class saves? But I think that it's probably an interesting game, but I've always said form can go out the window in games like this, and players can get sucked into the occasion, which we've seen time and time again. We are playing well, but there's going to be a lot of players in our team who are experiencing this for the first time, who are experiencing that type of atmosphere for the first time and that type of sort of occasion, as is the manager. But I've no doubt Angel will have the team sort of prepared and as ready as they can be sort of in that aspect. But it's the team selections, it's a weird one, because it's we've seen them tinker a wee bit here and there with Eddie in and out and Rogic and Christie, and then obviously we've signed obviously the boy at right back, we've brought in the boy at left back. I don't know if he'd sort of even be eligible to play for a game come Sunday, but there's a lot of options, and regardless of sort of what happens whether Taylor's fit or no, it's then becoming right, do you put Montgomery in, who's obviously just came off the bench in Europe and done himself absolutely no harm in terms of showing what he can do, but then you've signed a new left back. There's a lot of questions, to be honest. I think across the board, nobody could really nail down exactly who's going to be starting for either team, because there's a lot up there at the minute. But it's a game I'm looking forward to, but I wouldn't say I'm massively confident, but there's something in me. I'm a bit like Danny. I feel as if we're going to win this game. I think it's sort of, everything seems to be that way. I've just got this feeling of Kyogo scoring just with everything that's happened, and their fans just fucking booing like fuck, and all their players taking half with it. Just feels written to me, and there's not really much behind that other than just a feeling that I've got. But it's going to be an intriguing game, to be honest, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how Ange deals with it in terms of what team he puts out if he's just going to try and keep it as close to obviously the team that played against Alkmaar as possible, or is he going to change? Has he seen something that he thinks maybe I need to change that? Because as has already been said, they do have players who've caused his problems. And while Kent, for example, has been shite for the majority of this season, has had the fans of Ogbe giving him a hard time, he's played us numerous times and had a good game. He's looked a consistent threat for them. So obviously there's a lot to think about. Morelos previously broke his duck against us and sort of get that monkey off his back and scored. So you've got to think about that. Like, it's no as it was before. Well, I don't think they're a massively great side. There's threats in there and we've got vulnerabilities as well, but the same goes for them. Like, they're to be got out of the back. And I've just been thinking about it. I've been saying to you before about the thought of Kyogos that are running in behind their back four. It's a fucking pleasant thought. And just guys like Abada, just somebody that we've been screaming out for so long, because Forrest was a massive frustration facing up their defenders, because you'd be just screaming, just fucking go at them, like, take them on. Because if you keep trying, you get the better of them, because defensively, their fullbacks are only the best. And I'm really looking forward to seeing Abada doing that, because the boy plays with no fear. He consistently just wants to drive people. If he does it and loses the ball, it doesn't matter, he'll try it again. And I think he'll get a lot of joy out of it. I would assume it's going to be Barisic at the back. I know that Bassi's been playing as well, but that's something I'm really, really looking forward to, because I think we can get a lot of joy for that, doing that side. And then again, Eddie's looking like he's coming into form, and Kyogo's just doing Kyogo things. Like, I think it's going to be an interesting game, but I just think there's going to be a barrel load of goals. I don't see us no conceding either. As I say, we'll come up to predictions at the end, but I do see both teams scoring. I just hope we score more than they do.
Aye, definitely. I think I'm pretty much the same as what yous are saying. I think at the start of the week, Celtic with the bookies, they weren't the favourites. And I think I sort of no preferred it that way, but I think we had nothing to lose going into it. And now I don't think this game's going to decide anything. I think it could be massive psychologically, especially if we go there and play the way we've been playing and take a good few goals off them. Like, I know, but hopefully, if they're still missing players through the self-isolation and positive COVID test, then you might be up against somebody like Robbie McCrory in goals, who last time he faced Celtic was when John Kennedy's Celtic put six past them in the closing stages of last season. So, I mean, any advantage you can take in these games, I think we've got to. It's going to be fast, it's going to be frenetic. I reckon there'll be tackles flying, and as has been mentioned, Kyogo's just going to be targeted right from the very beginning, because it's not even just Rangers that's there. Like, even Alkmaar last night, every team that we've played seems to be doing that. They've targeted Kyogo as the danger man, and the only way they've been able to deal with him is just by trying to kick him. So hopefully the knock that he took last night against Alkmaar isn't too bad, because I think it goes without saying he's been a fantastic signing, and he's football intelligence and his pace. Like, he definitely has the capabilities to get in behind that Rangers defence, Goldson, Hollander, whoever it is. Like, it's the one thing we should definitely get is chances on Sunday, and I fully expect it will. I'm here, Andy. I think there'll be goals galore. I think we'll probably concede a few as well, but this Celtic team is flying now, and coming up, it would be the perfect way to sign off for this international break if we go there and take a positive result out of it. But Danny, how do you think Angel approach it with the sort of COVID problems that Rangers are having? Obviously, it's his first game against Steven Gerrard, but as we mentioned, Gerrard might not even be in the dugout. It could be McAllister and Beale who he's facing up to. But do you think that'll have much of an effect on how Angel's setting up for the game in terms of the opposition he's expecting to face? Because there's every chance that we won't know until the team's announced on Sunday who we're up against.
No, I think he'll prepare to play their strongest 11. I don't think he'll even entertain, even though it's probably impossible, I think, because, you know, the great COVID hiders have done it again. All we know is that there's a few tests. We don't know anybody that got it or anything else, but Celtic, when it was us last year, we had like 9 players out or something. So if there's a way of them playing their starting strongest 11 on Sunday, they'll probably find it. So Andrew will be just expecting that. And I don't think it will change his setup at all. I think last night proved that Postecoglou believes that if we play well in any game, we're going to win it. So he'll just be getting us ready. I don't think it will be much. He would have changed. I think if he sees a team like on Sunday and it's McCrory and goal with that boy Patterson and that, and you know they have five or six out, then he'll probably just turn around and say, like, well, we've prepared for a tougher test. You know, nothing changes. It's still Rangers at Ibrox. You still need to go and beat them. So I don't think it'll too much of an effect. Or I hope it doesn't. I hope he's prepared. But my gathering for last night is that he thinks if Celtic turn up and play the way he thinks we can, then we'll win. So I don't think, as much as he probably respects him, I don't think he's gave them much of a thought.
I think that's what you've seen last night against a good opposition like Altmar, how Ange is very much a live-by-style and die-by-style like type of manager. Tony, what does Celtic need to improve on, except from Everton, in terms of how they played against Rangers last season? I don't think we really gave them much of a fight. Possibly one of the league games at Celtic Park that finished a draw. We should have won that one, I'd argue. But he spoke about Callum McGregor. It is his first Celtic Rangers game as the full-time captain. Obviously, Callum himself, he didn't have the best experience at Ibrox last season with scoring an own goal and then getting sent off there. So what needs to change that Celtic will come out of this Sunday with a positive result?
I feel as though I've been saying this since we started the podcast. We need to move the ball quickly. The Able presses at every opportunity, and any slight mistake where they win a corner or win a throw-in or whatever, any tiny wee loss of possession that we've gifted will gee them up. Their crowd will go bananas. We need to make sure that we deal with a press. Their press is high. And when it comes to McGregor, he needs to be able to find the pass to split them open, and he needs to be consistent with it. As he says, Ibrox last year was a disaster for him. He scored the own goal in the 1-0 game, and then he gets sent off, and in the lead up to him, just before he gets sent off, they scored, and it was just a bit of a nightmare, and we get tanked. So I think he's got a point to prove. Scott Brown went to Ibrox and won on many different occasions, but so is McGregor. He scored at Ibrox. He's been part of 5-1 winning teams at Ibrox, 3-2, 2-0, 2-1, etc., etc. So, and the 2-0 game as well. So he'll be going there looking to win. And I think Christie's due a big game against him as well. I think he's been excellent. I think his energy will be so crucial. And I feel as though we press as a unit now. Under Lennon, it was all over the shop. It wasn't cohesive. But I think with Ange, the pressing that we can put on them will be a lot better. And Kyogo just goes all day, and so does Christie. And I think you need them right into the face of Goldson, and if it's Hollander or Balogun, and just keep pressing. So it's going to be an interesting game. But we need to be a bit harder as well, and a bit more streetwise. See if somebody sticks a boot in you. Roll a boot. Have 5 men surrounding the ref. I don't know how many times you've said this. Start to box clever, essentially, and try and win fouls and get players booked. I mean, any means necessary to win this game. But it wouldn't be difficult to improve on last season's performances.
No, definitely no. Danny, we'll come on to team selection. I know Greg Taylor's the obvious one to speak about. He went down with a bit of a shoulder issue and was subbed off early on in the first half. That could be the obvious one to speak about in terms of who plays at left back for us. You've also got the issue with Juranovic, who has signed for the club last week and wasn't eligible to play on Thursday, but is in contention for this Sunday. I just want to know what team would you set up? I know on the Twitter Spaces last night that we done for the Altmar game, a lot of people were critical of the midfield, especially Rogic and Turnbull. Do you think, I don't know if McCarthy will make it, and Ange sort of hinted that one of the Jameses would be back, but he didn't specify which one, whether it be McCarthy or Forrest. But how would you line up against Rangers, and how do you expect Ange to?
If McCarthy's fit, I would play him instead of Rogic. I think I'd go Hart, stick with Ralston, Starfelt, Welsh. I'm tempted to throw Juranovic in at left back for a bit of something different. I think he's comfortable playing there. I think he is. I'm not 100% sure. Although Montgomery showed no fear, but it's a different kettle of fish when you're getting all sorts pelted at you. Play McCarthy, McGregor, and Turnbull in midfield. I think Turnbull has been really important for us. I said the other night Rogic has been our best player this season. I just kind of stand by that. I think he's been very, very good. But he looked like last night, he could see why he was there, because he looked like he could open up the defence at any point. But I thought he kept searching for that killer ball and it wasn't on, and it was harming the team, because he gave the ball away about 3 or 4 times in the second half in about 15 minutes. And I thought he was looking for that pass that just wasn't on, and he'd kind of started struggling and went looking for it. So I would maybe rest and play him the last half an hour, because he can take advantage of any tiredness. And then I would play Abada, Kyogo. See, it's hard to leave Christie out. it's really hard to leave Christie out, but I would leave him out and play Edward up front. And that's harsh on Christie, because he's been brilliant. But that's a tough one on Christie, because he's been really good. But I would have Christie ready to go for Abada, because I really like Abada. I think he's got great dig about him. I think he always looks forward, but like any winger, he just falls out of games at times. And last night, he looked absolutely done in. After about 50 minutes, I think he'd managed to play the right, ain't he? But it's harsh to leave Christie out in it. But I'd do that. I don't know, Dan, how would you line up?
I think it's a tough call. I think whatever way you go, you're going to be left with one quality player on the bench in terms of front. I don't know. Obviously, Joe Hart keeps his positions right back. I don't know. For me, it probably depends on whether Taylor's fit or not. Because I think, I don't even know if it does. I think I'd probably leave Ralston with the jersey. I know Juranovic is in. We've spent a good few million on him. I'm fully confident he will come in and become the first choice right back. But I think Ralston's it's not even so much. I think Ralston's been very steady. He's had a few great games as well. But I just think it's more to do with the fact that he's had more in-game experience of how Ange wants to play and how the team's set up and where people will be. I think Guy Juranovic, a debut against Ross County or whoever the first game is after the international break, maybe even bring him on, because he looks like he's a danger going forward. So he's another one that you could bring on with sort of fresh legs for the last 20-30 minutes if needed. Welsh and Starfelt is pretty much your only option at the moment. I couldn't see anybody like Murray or Beaton coming in. Left back, I hope Greg Taylor's fit. If no, I'm just based on what he done last night, I'm more than comfortable throwing Montgomery in. I think it's very cliche, but you know you're going to get a full shift out of him. He's going to work his arse off. And you know what? I'm not saying that Celtic players last season, didn't they? But having a boy like that in the team might just give us that extra edge, because especially with the way the crowd's going to be 100% Rangers fans, you can't have anybody sort of intimidated by this sort of atmosphere or no understand what's going on. So for me, if Taylor doesn't make it, I'm throwing Montgomery in. Callum McGregor, obviously, in the middle, then it's a tough one. Because I'm with you, I don't think you can drop Tumble as much as people had a go last night. For me, it has to be McGregor, Tumble, and then you're looking at who do you bring if McCarthy's there. Like, he's got a wealth of experience from the Premier League and whatnot. And I don't know, it's a really tough one. I'd be tempted to play McCarthy just because, not even because he's experienced. I just think if you've got McCarthy, he can sit a bit deeper and it gives McGregor a bit more license to push forward with Tumble. And then you're left with the front three. For me, Abada has to play it right, whether Forrest is fit or no, I don't think it really matters. And then I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm going Kyogo up front. And I'm going Ryan Christie at left. I hate saying that because I'm a massive, massive Edward fan. And if it is going to be his last appearance for Celtic, which it could well be with the recent speculation linking him to Everton and Ruben Kazan, I'd love Edward to go to Hero. I think he deserves it. He's gave a lot to Celtic. He's won his leagues and trophies almost single-handedly at times. So I'd love Edward to be the hero. But for me, I would go with Christie at left and Kyogo in the middle. And then you're left with a guy like Edward on the bench, who, as we've seen last night, could be just a perfect substitute to bring on if you do need to either see a game out or if we just need a bit of inspiration. Edward's been there, he's scored at Ibrox a few times, and it would be, as I say, I'd love Edward to have a decisive say on Sunday if it is to be his last, or whether it is his last appearance for Celtic or not. I'd hope he would still be decisive. But no, it's a very tough one. I think Andrew's going to have a few difficult calls to make on Sunday morning. But Andy, how are you lining up?
As you say, it's a difficult one. I think that it's hard to leave Edward out. And I can see why some people would feel it, especially after the impact they had off the bench against AZ, as I mentioned earlier. It's almost as if he sort of forced his way in. And I mean, he's ran them ragged before. We know they fear him. They always have done. We've seen the treatment they've tried to give him in the past. I mean, that time he came on, I think it was at Hampden, and the first thing they done was run up and hammer him, which obviously we then scored for the resulting free kick. But I always think about him in games like that, because he's there for. He's a big game player. He likes his occasions, and after the night, he was starting to look hungry again. So I'd probably be inclined to start him. And then I think it makes the rest of the team picks itself, where Kyogo's, Abada's, Christie's on the McCarthy thing. It's, I get the thinking behind it, but just for me, for what I've seen of him sort of when he's came off the bench and thing like that, he looked well off the pace in terms of fitness, which would be a worry. I think we'd be more likely to see Sorrow if that's sort of Angie's thinking. But the big sort of question mark for me is the fullback region. Are you throwing a new boy in at right back? Is Greg Taylor going to be fit? I don't know. I really don't know. I think if everybody was fit and available, I'd see Ange just going with the same, because I think that sort of continuity, they've played together, they've had impressive performances already, they've qualified together. I think I could see that happening, and I don't really think I would disagree with that, no.
Tony, you get anybody different that you would throw in to the mix in terms of how Celtic line up on Sunday?
My team would be Hart if Taylor's fit, him at left back. If not, I'd play Montgomery. Stars felt Welsh, I would play Juranovic at right back. I would play McGregor in the middle with Turnbull just ahead of him in the left and Christie just ahead of him in the right. A bad out right, he'll go down the middle and Edward left. I think that's a really strong team with a lot of good attackers and a lot of energy, and it would be good for pressing them high up the pitch. That would be my team, but I guess we just need to wait and see what the manager goes for. I think whatever team he'll play, I mean, there's dead certs. Callum McGregor's going to play, Hartley, Kyogo's going to play. I think Christie's a dead cert. I don't think McCarthy will be anywhere near it. And I think the back line will probably be quite similar to what it has been.
Aye, as you say, we won't know until Sunday. Maybe there'll be a few shocks, but we won't know. But Tony, I'll come to you first for your prediction on the game. We've spoke a bit about it. I don't think anybody's claiming it's going to be the decisive factor in terms of who's going to win the league and who's not. But what is your prediction for Sunday?
That's a good question. I'll go for 3-2 Celtic. I'll go for Edward double and Kyogo to score.
Andy, we've heard you how you would line up. What is your actual prediction for Sunday as well?
I'm going to say 3-1. I think Kyogo scores. Fuck knows about the rest of the goals, but I think 3-1. I think it was the same as I predicted for AZ, which didn't happen. But I see both teams scoring, and I think it's just, as I mentioned earlier, it just feels written to me that Kyogo gets a goal against them after everything that's happened.
Danny, you're going to continue this positivity and predict a Celtic one?
Of course. I think Celtic will win. I think he'll go with the team that you and Andy came up with. I think he will go with Christie, and I think Edward will be on the bench. But I don't think there'll be goals. I know yous have picked up the goals. I think both teams will be. I certainly think they'll be playing not to get beat. Pressure's all on them. They might. I hope they fancy it against us and come out, because it could play into our favour if they're not good enough to exploit us. So I can't see hundreds of goals. I'll go 2-0 in Celtic. I think Kyogo will definitely score. He scores every week. And I don't think there's been a game yet. He's not kind of limped off, so I think he'll be fine. He'll score, and I just think Christie's due against him. And Christie will score for a free kick. What a prediction that is.
That is quite a prediction. I'm going to make it 4 out of 4 and predict a Celtic win. I'd like us to rack up another hefty scoreline, but after the last sort of year and a half, 2 years we've had against them, I would take any sort of win. And I'm going to predict that it will be 2-1 to Celtic. I'd love us to keep a clean sheet, but I think it will be quite a tight game, and I think both teams will score. I just think Stephen Welsh might score. I've had the feeling about that the last few days, and I don't know why, but I think Welsh will score the first one, then Celtic will get pulled back. And as I mentioned, just because I think he deserves it, I'd love to see Odson Edward come off the bench and score the winner at Ibrox and send Celtic, you know, for the top of the league, because I know it depends on Hibs, Hearts and Aberdeen. I just think, I know it's fucking fairy tale shit, but if Edward is out the door, then I just think it would be the most fitting way to go, because a lot of people have been on Edward's back for like the last year or so, and I just think it's completely unwarranted, and I just love him to get the hero that I feel that he has been for Celtic. So I'm going to go 2-1 and Edward to get the winner. But unless anybody else has got anything they want to add, then I think that'll do us for this episode as well. Anybody?
Michael Beale get sent off.
I hope so. I'd love fucking. Aye. Let's just hope
for. I think we have prediction.
The good thing is, see how we're being 100% Huns, and there's even more chance that you'll end up with Huns on the pitch.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. But anybody that's interested, I mean, before the 5-1 game, five years ago, God's sake, me and Dal had a conversation which 2 days later out, and Barry said David Weir will get sent off, and he did. So we don't always talk rubbish, but aye, one Celtic.
Aye, big thanks to everybody that subscribed to our YouTube member and go to there and search for Four Tims if you're looking for some YouTube content. And again, a big thanks to Manscaped for sponsoring the podcast. Go to manscaped.com/trimfourtims and use the discount code trimfourtims for 20% off and free shipping. But yes, we will speak to you after the Rangers game. If we win, you never know. We might even go live on Twitter again because we'll be that fucking ecstatic. But we will speak to you at some point after it. So aye, thanks very much for listening and God bless and up the good, guys, on Sunday.